And in Africa.
Hello, Maraho. This is Heather Maxwell for VOA Africa, Voice of America in Washington. Today on Music Time in Africa, we are going back to Nairobi to meet Kidum. This Burundian native singer-songwriter is a major star in Kenya. He calls his music Afrofusion because it draws from a wide range of influences that reflect Kidum's own life experiences. I sat with him one September afternoon inside Ketubo Music Studios, and with his guitar in hand, we talked and laughed, and he sang several of his favorite songs. So you're going to hear those today, and you are going to love it. Of course, we're going to listen to amazing music from other parts of Africa, too. Mali, Kenya, Ethiopia, Cameroon, Nigeria, South Africa, and a U.S. representative of the East African diaspora. There's fan mail with Gwen, too. So what's more to say? Then stop, sit back, and enjoy the show. Here's Africa's golden voice, Salif Keita, with Tegere. Clap your hands.
Thank you.
que la vie ma souce bilandona ah et ma et bilandon jamani babila de français fonné adi tout babou kan fonyé tension madame tension madame tension secret
Hello, Africa. Aoniche. Bonjour. Karibu. This is Heather Maxwell, and that was Salif Keita with his classic 1995 song, Tekere. This is Heather Maxwell at the top of the hour.
This is Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music.
From Kenya, here's a fresh new Benga song by Mwenjoy. The song, called Ndetema, is a Kamba word that describes the fever and ache one gets when they have malaria. I called Mwenjoy the other day to ask him about this song, and he said, well, he feels Ndetema whenever he sees this one beautiful girl.
Tina tina wekele tukuma wote Ne ukubitha niwa wandukisi akili Tina tina wekele tukuma wote Ne ukubitha niwa wandukisi akili Nasa ukwana mwata wa manitomo Kweni wangonga lela mubaka medho Nasa ukwana mwata wa manitomo Kweni wangonga lela mubaka medho Navika kwa kwenye nga manga ema mbebi Maisha kamili kwa sukale, ndea wote Suyo wambe ni kona, penandazi Jashe tiwaya waka dhambi, pusia ungu Yulo manyani na kwete okunanzobi Numi tenjaro nedele saya ndazi Yulo manyani na kwete okunanzobi Numi tenjaro nedele saya ndazi Maupitite na koni engale chesa Nda ukubitha na kitio wanetema Mauvitite na koni engalejeza Na ukubitha na kitio anetema Ndetema, ndetema Mwajiria, mwana kumwai Asiwe Mareria, mareria Salala Umbe tuakana kumako mwagamure Mbeza manyuna nondo makamato Umbe tuakana kumako Mbaga mato, kiti mbacha kukele, kuse pesi akate ona munuka otheka madoka chongo kijimba chaku kele pesi akate kuzaka kwaku otheka madoka mutwe zitanisyon nese mesongele wida nasyo leke lingala na nombolo mbaka kikamba zitanisyon nese mesongele wida nasyo leke lingala na nombolo mbaka kikamba kukina kwaku kwithia wa kwa kisungo utingishite uwasya omenetema kukina kwaku kwithia wa kwa kisungo utingishite uwasya omenetema.
Na kabati mudan
All right, hello. This is Heather, and that was Mwenjoy with the current benga hit, Mbetema.
This is Heather, and you're inside Music Time. Music Time in Africa.
Next up, a Kolabi song by Cameroonian artist Bobgalla Didier. I talked to Didier recently by phone. He's in Bamenda, the northwestern part of Cameroon, because he wanted to introduce himself and his Kolabi music to you directly.
I am called Bobgalla Didier, a Cameroonian musician based in Cameroon. I sing in Mungaka. I play folklore music, highlight music. I also play a genre called Kolabi music, which is a fusion of modern and traditional music. For example, the song Big Mami is a fusion of modern and traditional melody. I want to use this opportunity to greet my African brothers and those listening to me all over the world. I love you. I love you all. Jikanjam, Bakuti, ciao.
Waka go Bamenda, eh? Waka go Yawunde, eh? Waka go Ebolova, eh? Waka go Gambere, eh? Waka go Garua, eh? Nay, I want come back, Big Mami, Big Mami, the Woody Belea. Nay, I don't have some Big Mami.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that was Big Mommy by Bob Gala Didier out of Bamenda, also known as Mankin Town, Cameroon.
Hi, Willy Nubians, and you're listening to
Music Time in Africa
on Voice of America with Heather Maxwell. Stay tuned.
Music Time in Africa.
Check us out on Facebook, on Twitter at Music Time Africa, or blog at blogs.voanews.com/musictimeinafrica. That's blogs.voanews.com/musictimeinafrica. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news, and information of your favorite artists and discover new ones too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment, and request a song or shout out. Artists, send in your music videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com. Can't wait to hear from you.
VOA.
Hello, darling music lovers. Melaku Bele is a masterful dancer and leader of the music group Ethiocolor Band. He's one of today's leaders in Ethiopia's traditional music revival. Here's Lewoy Lewoy, a beautiful track from his 2014 release, Fendika, Addis Tradition.
Yeah.
was Melaku Ballet's Ethio Color Band with Lawoy Lawoy. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and we're in the thick of some good music, aren't we? Here's another awesome tune, this time from the East African diaspora. Her name is Somi, a vocalist born in the U.S. state of Illinois to immigrants from Rwanda and Uganda. From her 2014 CD called The Lagos Music Salon, she spent 18 months in Lagos, actually, in 2011 to find new inspiration for this CD. Here's African Sun.
It's been overcast and somewhat gray, but blue's not the color that'll wear today. I want some sparkle and I want something more. Brewing inside me is a lover's door.
Is smooth. Hey everybody, this is Heather, and that was Somi with African Sun.
It's music time, music time in Africa.
Africa with Heather Maxwell.
It's time for fan mail with Gwen, and after that we meet Burundi native Nairobi based singer-songwriter Kidum. So stay with me, y'all.
Hello, Goyan.
Hi, Heather.
How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Good.
Glad to see you back in the studio.
You too.
You got some fan mail?
I do.
All right.
Okay, so let's get going. Here's the first Facebook message. Hello, presenter. My name is Bernard Nyamtogo from Wese Koshisha, Benue State, Nigeria. I love your music program to the extent that if you ask me, I will not know. Okay. You make me feel happy. Make me forget about my sorrows. Kay, presenter, please extend my greetings to all Tev listeners right there from the United States of America. And do you know what?
What?
I want you to speak my language, Musa Gukapishi, I think, which means thank you very much. I love you.
Wow, what a great message. Thank you, Bernard. I think this phrase, I think it's Msug Ukpishi.
Oh, my goodness.
I hope so.
I hope so.
Listeners,
that sounds good.
I think so. To all of you, Msug Ukpishi, and hello, Tiv listeners out there. Thanks a lot for the message, Bernard.
Okay, and we have another short message from Buba Muhammad. He says, keep doing it, Heather. We're 100% with you. God bless you for promoting Africa to the wider world. God bless Africa.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Thanks, Buba. God bless Africa and America.
That's right. Now we have another message from Mukaila Isiak.
Okay.
Tomorrow is Sunday, Heather, and my requested song is from Lafia Yordon Kotonou, the Republic of Benin. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Now, Gwen, listen, I researched this Lafia Yordon, but I couldn't get any results.
Mm.
I just am not sure whether Lafia Yordon is a song or an artist.
Oh.
Kotonou, of course, is the capital city of Benin.
Uh-huh.
So listen, Mukaila, let us know exactly what you're talking about here, if this Lafia Yordon is a song or an artist, and I'll look it up. I'll try to find it for you.
And I'll read you next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll play the song.
That's it. We'll play it. And finally, we have a short but sweet one from Solomon Augustus Ubugri. Hello. Loving your show as always. You're making my Sunday morning a great one.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's the end of the fan mail.
I know. That was short.
It was short.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, guys. Write me more on Facebook or email. Call in. You know.
Yeah.
We need to hear from you.
We love hearing from
you. Yes, we do.
All right.
All right, well, thank you, Gwen.
You're welcome.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Hey, I am Mori Ture from Mali. You are listening to Music Time in Africa avec my sister, Heather Maxwell.
All right, hello, music lovers. It's time to meet my special guest artist, singer-songwriter Kidum. I interviewed this wonderful artist when I was in Nairobi back in September. And I'm going to play you most of our conversation as it happened in real time and ending with a surprise birthday wish. My birthday, as it happened, was on that very same day. Kidum was holding a guitar the whole time. And as you'll hear, he plays it and sings a lot in this interview in a really organic, spontaneous way. His music truly is an extension of himself.
Kidum.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm cool.
It's great to see you.
Yeah.
I heard you last night. You're awesome.
Thank you, thank you. And you see yourself out Africa here. We enjoy a lot. When we talk about music, people come to dance, come to enjoy, come to appreciate. So
yes.
That is what was happening to yesterday.
Mm-hmm. That's lovely.
Yes.
What are you singing about?
Oh, you know this song, when I wrote this one, mm-hmm. it was all about a mobile phone. You know, when in Africa you go to mobile phone, people started cheating, you know.
Oh.
You ask someone, where are you? He has to say a lie, you know. So wife could cheat to his her husband, husband cheat to his wife because of mobile phone. You are in the house, her husband is talking to a girlfriend somewhere. Mm-hmm. So he has to go to bathroom to talk to the phone. So that is what I'm talking about. The reality in our everyday life happenings. Yes.
That's interesting. I never actually thought about that.
Yeah.
I guess because I never cheated like that.
No. Everyone cheats. You know, everyone cheats. Even God has given us 10 commandments, but we all cheat. And
we're
we
human.
Defend that it is my freedom to do whatever I want.
Kidum, you're really funny.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Heather, and that's me and Kidum hanging out at Ketful Music in Nairobi. Next, listen to how he broke into the music business and created his own signature style of Afrofusion.
So, how long have you been doing music?
Okay, I started playing drums when I was 10. At the age of 16, I was already a composer using few chords I knew mm-hmm. on guitar. And now I'm 41. Mm-hmm. So, I can say I have 30 years in doing this. In
I see.
Listening, singing, trying my voice this way, that way, trying this kind of music, trying to copy others, trying to be in the bands, you know, 30 years.
Yeah. Mm. And you call your music Afrofusion.
Yeah.
Explain that.
Because when someone is growing, first of all, you start by imitating others. Mm-hmm. Even Michael Jackson admitted one day that he used to watch James Brown doing those moves and he tried to imitate him. You start by imitating people. When you are imitating, you are going through some forms of changes where sometimes you can be an R&B imitator, mm-hmm. another time you can be a Zouk, like Kassav, you imitate them. So each artist you'll be loving in your journey to this career, you have a tendency to become like that person you love. It's like your mentor ahead. Mm-hmm. So it's fusion because you cannot say that my style is for me. No. You started from somewhere and there is a journey. In that journey, you've been having so many forms until you decide to be what you want. Mm-hmm. So it's fusion because in me, I don't think that I can forget everything I've learned
yeah.
all those years.
Mm-hmm.
So each one of us is fusion.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Each one of us is fusion. I really like that concept. That was Kidum talking with me in a face-to-face interview in Nairobi, Kenya.
You're listening to Africa through its own music. Stay locked in right here on Music Time in Africa.
We'll come back to Kidum, but let's pick up the pace and take it to South Africa.
Oh, yeah.
Here's Pa 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 by Hip Hop Pensula.
Sup, world? I go by the name of Casper Nyovest, the bully is killing. And get cheated the jab. But everybody,
oh, yeah. It's that time of the month where I prove that I got more flow than that time of the month. So we can get high if you want. Word is that we gon' have a party. So if you talk about it, I could learn it. Last week, nigga, you might give a dude to my friend. I got always some cuckoo. And that it is that. Which one of y'all's willing to please me? Then please don't hate on my success. Cause Jesus is a baller. He the one who writes the text.
Oh,
This is Music Time in Africa.
It's Music Time in Africa, y'all.
Nice. That was Hip Hop Pansula from South Africa.
You're listening to Music Time in Africa. It's me, Tashoma Mtiku, from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Salam to you. Peace unto you.
We return now to my very musical interview with singer-songwriter Kidum. Kidum is originally from Bujumbura, Burundi, but resettled in Kenya 10 years ago. He's found great success in Kenya. We're sitting inside Kettable Music here in Nairobi. This was back in September. And he's talking about his musical influences and the careful balancing act he does to please both his Kenyan and his Burundian fans.
If you were to say what your top three most influential musicians were, who would they be?
In the 80s, I used to love this group of America, Kool & the Gang.
Oh, yeah.
and of course, Michael Jackson. He was all over, everywhere on TVs. We used to watch him. And sometimes you are in school, you just throw your leg like Jackie Chan. You throw a leg like this. When you come out, you start touching your secret parts. You know? You just want to become Michael Jackson. Yeah. And in getting girls as well. In getting girls, you have to dance like him. That time, to be accepted with one woman or a girl in your school, primary school, you have to be a good dancer. So that is when we talk about American music. Mm-hmm. Coming to what was similar to African music, I used to love Kassav. Kassav, they are in France. They are the legend of Zouk. So I used to love especially this singer, Martelly, Jean-Philippe, and Jacob de Varier, the old man who plays guitar. So I used to love them. And I said, wow, they sound good. Mm-hmm. And later, you find yourself loving other African musicians like Youssou N'Dour, Papa Wemba of DR Congo, and of course Bob Marley. So those, they were like my teachers, all my youth.
Would you like to play something else?
No problem. Fatama chasinyo kifuani mwangu na kupenda pia lakini yelewa kazi ni kazi. Fatama chasinyo kifuani mwangu na kupenda pia lakini yelewa kazi ni kazi. Kasi ni kasi na kupenda pia lakini elewa kasi ni kasi. Nimeteta kwamba nimekuwa mtu wa madem sababu tu niko msanii. Umenuma uliponiona kipeana namba ya simu wachi wafema mambo ya kasi. If I give you a brief of this song, I'm trying to talk about myself, how this job creates insecurities to all of us. And I'm trying to explain to my woman, listen, if you see me talking to people and I try to give out my telephone number, you just take it because it's all about job, it's all about getting gigs here and there. And remember, I don't have a manager, so if people tell you that that man has so many women, it's a lie because they are jealous. And what you do, if you want to console yourself, sleep over my chest and try to wipe your tears. I love you, but this thing is just about job.
Mm-hmm. But you were singing in Swahili?
Yeah, that's Swahili. I haven't written in English because I was defending the continent first in our language, and you understand.
I definitely do.
But very soon I'll be doing English so that everyone in the world could hear the new style of songwriting. Before, I never used to do Swahili. I used to do Kirundi. Mm-hmm. Then in Kenya, people were complaining, you sing very well, but we don't understand what you're singing. So I had to challenge myself to start doing Swahili. So in Burundi now, people are complaining. This one has been bought by Kenyans. It's no longer one of us.
But now you sing in both languages.
Yeah, I do both, but they wanted me to remain in Kirundi. And I embraced this country, and this country has adopted me when I was a refugee here. So I owe some respect on this country. I have also a mission to educate these people in using the wisdom I got from God.
Would you play another song?
Takuwa vipi mimi kwa na wapenzi wawili
famili la kukuthamini kupe penzi langu bila kujali chochote sikuamini usani wangu kuhusu penzi kifuli kwa nyuma mgongo wangu wewe umenitenda tazama na kunda kwa sababu nimekaa kwa shida na tabu Latina Kila kipenda Mishuwe na umia Umenikosea wewe Umenikosea
So this one is also a complaining song where someone is complaining that his woman is having an affair with a shadow lover and this guy on chorus is swearing that he will never love again. He will never enter in any other relationship because of what happened. But you know when we swear, love is just in the corner.
Hey everybody, this is Heather and you've been listening to an interview with Kidum, singer-songwriter in Kenya. I've got one last piece of this interview to play for you, plus the special birthday wish, before we round out the edition of Music Time with a classic Nigerian highlife tune from Mr. Orlando Julius.
Hi, good friends. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
Okay, back to Kidum now for the final part of my interview with him in Nairobi. So, many African musicians dream of coming to the U.S. to make it big. But you know, it really isn't easy for musicians here. I know this to be true from my own experiences as a singer, but so does Kidum. Listen.
You were telling me earlier that it's easier in Africa to have a music career.
Yes.
Why is that as opposed to, say, Canada, where I know you've spent some time?
Okay, you know, those first world countries, every day it's work, 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 and nothing but work. In Africa, at least we have time to go under tree and you enjoy the fresh air. And we have time also to go and visit friends because not everyone works. And life is here is not all about money, 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 paying bills, you know. So people still have the love of dancing at least. Mm-hmm. And when people have time to smile and dance despite their poor, so that is the place to be, man. That is the place to be. Sometimes if in your life it's all about money, 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 bills, tax here, tax there, there is something inside you which dies. So here we meet music every day, every evening. You go to every pub, you meet friends. Some of them, they don't have job anymore. And they can still be invited by friends, get a drink. At least you can get anesthesia of stress, at least for some time. And people live with nothing. People still have time to have time for humanity. Time to smile, to dance, to at least to get distracted a little bit. But you know, you go in first world, it's train, it's traffic jam, it's a lift. Yeah, you get fired or you get hired, you know, that is the life. But here, people still dance and they can still smile. And when they mean you are my friend, you are truly his friend. So they don't change just like that. They don't do calculation or mathematics in friendship, you know. So that is what make musician can survive here.
So Kidum loves Africa.
Very much. Yes.
This is Heather Maxwell here with Kidum, Kettable Music in Nairobi, Kenya. For Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America.
Yes, VOA.
VOA.
Hello, it's me, Heather, back with you from Washington. I want to add that while I thought that my interview was over, our equipment was getting packed up and the production crews started to scatter, Kidum came back to me and insisted on recording one last thought. So we all got back into position, turned on the mics, and I got a big surprise.
So you had one more thing you'd like to say.
Yes, you know, I want to tell you, what if you are in America and I become a president?
I'll be happy.
No, no. There's no such a thing. I just want to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Maxwell. Happy birthday to you.
That was a surprise.
Yep, that was Kidum and the whole crew from Kettable Music wishing me a surprise happy birthday. The cake followed, by the way, and it was delicious. And later that night, we went to hear another group called Kenge Kenge at this little club downtown, and they brought me out another cake. Ooh, you Nairobians sure know how to celebrate birthdays.
It's music time in Africa. Our email address is musictime@voanews.com.
musictime@voanews.com.
All right, so hey, please do email me or send me a message on Facebook. I miss hearing from some of you. As promised, I'm going to round this hour out with the wonderful and still active veteran highlife musician from Nigeria, Orlando Julius. Here's my favorite song to date from his extensive repertoire, Jayede.
Let's go back to Ikolekiti, my childhood days. Sweet life, I enjoy it too.
Well, that was Orlando Julius with Jaye Day. I'm Heather, and it's the end of the musical hour. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I can't wait to meet you again next week, Fridays at 0900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 1500, 2000, and 2200 UTC. Peace and love, Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell on the Voice of America, and this is Music Time in Africa.